Carrie, you started something.
Oh, dear.
With your story about the woman you caught in the grocery store grabbing a whole handful of grapes and running away.
She didn't run. She just turned her cart away and started eating them as she shopped in the produce section. She wasn't buying them.
Because
she
can't run in the produce section. The floor is always wet.
Yeah. It's got old, icky, smushed up grapes and stuff on the floor.
What was the other story you saw? And I thought it was sick, not only because, you know, obviously you're eating something without paying for it. Nobody will ever know, or you'll never be charged. But, you know, the grapes are dirty and filthy, and you're sitting there eating them without washing them. But you saw something even worse than that. What was that story you told about the cheese?
Yeah,
Yeah. Angie, did you hear this story?
No.
Okay. What was it?
This was pre-pandemic, okay? Remember when you'd go to a grocery store and they would have samples out? You know, like this particular one was a cheese tray. So they cut up little cubes of cheese. They put it on a tray.
Yeah.
And they had a pair of those black plastic tongs.
Okay, yeah.
That you would use to take a piece of cheese, drop it in your hand, and then, you know, sample it. It was out on the counter. Well, I just happened to turn around in time, thank God, to see a man take the tongs, grab a piece of cheese, and then eat the cheese off the tongs.
Oh, so like they were like a fork.
Yeah. Yeah, he put the tongs in his mouth. You know, he didn't drop the cheese in his hand. He took the tongs, grabbed a piece of cheese, and then ate the cheese off the tongs, then put the tongs back on the cheese tray. I can't remember who I was with, and I grabbed their arm, and I'm like, did you just see that? And I told them what happened, and they're like, well, we got to tell the store.
Yeah.
We got to do something about this. So we grabbed a clerk real quick, and one of us stayed there and sort of guarded the cheese tray so nobody else would go up and take a sample.
Oh.
And then the other one went and got the store people, and they took it away. And
man.
So forth.
You never know with that stuff. It's sitting out. You're walking by. It looks good. You're hungry, you know.
Who eats off of the tongs? And then puts them back.
Hang on a second.
Terrifying. That's scary to even think about. You know what I'm saying? All the times I've used those tongs.
I know.
You mean to eat with or just to move stuff?
No, silly. Just to like get stuff
to
off
pick
a tray.
It up. Yeah,
I'm
to
not
pick
a
it up
savage.
With.
All right. Calm down. We got calls coming in now. See what you did, Carrie. Yeah, look what you started here. What did you want to say?
Hey, I wanted to call and tell Carrie I can do her one better.
Oh, okay.
This was pre-COVID,
yeah.
But I was at a Walmart, and there was some woman, and she was in the cosmetic aisle, and she went and pulled one of the lipsticks off, opened it up, put it on her lips, went and put the lid back on, and she was going to set it back down, and I said, oh, I did not just see you do that, and she looked at me, and she goes, what, and I said, don't you dare put that back in there. I says, how sick and rude can a person be? And so she went, she took it. But, yeah, she put it on, put the lipstick on, and then she was going to put it back in the place. And then I had a lady just around the corner, and I said, I started walking away, and she came up. She goes, you go, girl, like that. But this woman gave me the dirtiest look, and I said, she goes, well, I just wanted to see what it looked like on me. I said, I don't care what it looks like on you, but you better not even put that back on there. So
I have two questions about that because I don't wear lipstick anymore. Listen, when you take the top off a lipstick, isn't it like a safety seal?
Yeah.
So that seal breaks, then you know someone's opened it, right?
Right, but I mean, there could be an unsuspecting person that wouldn't pay any attention, just grab it and pay for it until they get it home and find out. But I mean, that just sickened me to, yeah.
Yeah.
And I do agree about the grapes, but you know what? I've also thought back in the day we used to go out to Hilger's and get strawberries, and I thought everybody should have been weighed before they went out in the field. And weighed when they come back, because there were so many people that there was one strawberry in the box and two in their mouth. So.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.